This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Forecasters are telling us this winter could be a replay of the not-to-be-forgotten winter of 2013-2014. And that is not good news to counties through Michigan, still reeling from the cost of sweeping away and clearing up the record amounts of snow from the roads. Roy Townsend is the managing director of the Washtenaw County Road Commission. Roy, give us a perspective check. How many tons of salt would you typically use on roads in Washtenaw County through the winter?
We usually anticipate 20,000 tons of salt every year is what we budget. Some years, obviously, less than that, and some years, like last year, more than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. So last winter, what did you go through?
23,000 ton. But the challenge was, at the end of the year, everyone was running out. So we had trouble getting more salt. I mean, at the end, we were using a combination of salt and sand mixture because it really wasn't salt available because everyone burnt through it in January and February.
And then there might be some, as you say, some years where you don't even begin to approach that 22,000
tons. Some years it's more like 8,000, 12,000 tons. So.
And I have to imagine that really did a number on your budget.
Correct. It's not only the salt, but our crews are out 24/7. You know, every weekend it would snow. So, you know, overtime Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And the next thing we know, it's, you know, Monday again, and they're out another 14 hours, another 14 hours. It was like almost, I think it was six consecutive weekends they're out every single weekend with snow events.
And I would imagine wear and tear on equipment. You got to pay to repair that.
Yeah, we had some new trucks we got in I think January. We put 20,000 miles on them because those were the newer trucks go like 20. One crew comes off, one crew gets in them. So it's like 20,000 miles in like 3 months.
So dollars wise, what kind of hit did you take?
It was probably nearly $1 million over what, you know, a typical winter would cost between the salt and overtime. And like I said, the hidden thing is that wear and tear on the equipment. And we really haven't kept up with funding, so our equipment's getting older. And that was a challenge last winter. You know, we have 46 snow routes. Generally, we like to have like 50 to 55 trucks available. After, you know, running these trucks nonstop, we'd be down to 35, 40 trucks, and our equipment people working, you know, almost 24 hours trying to keep those up and running. And it's a harsh environment putting those trucks out in, too, and then running some of them, like I said, 24 hours. And one guy gets out, one guy gets in. And
so that would explain why people might be living on a rock going, where are they? Because you had fewer trucks because of them being...
Correct. Yeah, I mean, like some crews might be a six-person crew that, you know, like I said, 46 routes, but some days there might only be 40 trucks available. We have guys, but no trucks. So some person's doing two routes. So rather than, you know, getting around in a reasonable time, it takes quite a bit longer. So it was a long winter.
We're talking about keeping roads cleared and salted during the rough winter that we just got through and the one we may be facing as we talk with Roy Townsend. He's here as the managing director of the Washtenaw County Road Commission. So counties all over Michigan clearly were using way more salt than in a normal year last winter. What has that done to salt prices now as you're buying for the winter ahead?
Yeah, we buy with what they call part of My Deal. It's Michigan Deal, where a lot of the road commissions and cities and villages and the state of Michigan, Michigan Department of Transportation, all buy as a one group purchase.
Try to get a better price.
Try to get a better price in bulk. So this year, we have two different prices. Early fill, which is buying salt now, getting ready. And then our salt barns aren't big enough, so we also fill like halfway through. So this year, the early fill is $76 a ton versus last year's $34 a ton. So it's 122% increase. So I think what's happened last year, everyone burnt through all their salt. So this year, there was no extra salt available. So everyone's feeling this pinch between, you know, we're 122 somewhere, you know, 80, 70% over. And I also heard like in Ohio, it's over $100 a ton for salt.
This is like economics 101, supply and demand.
Correct.
Where do you get the salt from? We were wondering, does it come from the mines under Detroit?
It used to be quite a few of the mines under Detroit, but now ours is more in Ontario, a little further up. I think those are becoming depleted, and obviously there's limitations. But it is relatively close, but I think it's by ship to Detroit, then by truck from Detroit to Washtenaw County Road Commission.
So here looking at what you talked about, this 122% increase for your early fill load and still high if you're going to have to do later deliveries, what could that add up to for extra bite out of your budget?
We're looking probably about $500,000, $500,000 impact. And the frustrating part is, you know, salt's something that's needed to keep roads clear. But at the end of the year, what have you really gained? I mean, it's really become salt water that washes in the Lake Erie. There's no real benefit. There's an immediate benefit. But next spring, when the roads start breaking up, you really can't show like, oh, we did all these improvements to the roads. It really is just money sort of flushed down the toilet, washed out.
Washed out and even more in the hole in a sense of the road repairs that are needed.
Right, because that increases the freezing and thaw cycles on our roads, which deteriorates. So it's one of these endless cycles. I mean, it's a necessity to do the salting, but at the end of the day, it's also impacting, you know, deteriorating your road system.
Could you use sand?
Yeah, we do use sand quite a bit, too.
All sand?
Not all sand, because it's not going to burn the ice off. Mm. And on the freeway system, you know, there's expectation, at least here in Southeast Michigan and other, you know, in the Midwest, that they want to see a bare pavement. And for commercial enterprises, trucking, I mean, obviously, you know, this area, you know, you got to get the commercial, you know, things in and out. Up north, you know, in the UP, people are more used to driving on snow. But, you know, on I-94, US 23, the freeway system, they want to see bare pavement. What we do sometimes too is what we call hot salt, which mix salt water or brine with our sand, which we do that a little bit. And it's sort of interesting. It's really a science, like based on the temperature outside, the temperature of the pavement, what type of material you're going to use. Because if it's really cold, like we had last year, we had some temperatures below, you know, minus 20, salt's not going to work. So then you just have to use the sand out there and try to get a traction. And then hopefully it's going to warm up. But last winter, you know, it was like a week of that below zero. And we had some freeways that had snow and ice on them until it finally warmed up. And there's nothing we could really do physically.
So it is definitely not one size fits all. What are you going to do for the money?
That's a challenge. You know, roads are funded with the Michigan gas tax and vehicle registration. The gas tax hasn't increased since 1997. It's 19 cents per gallon. The diesel tax on trucks hasn't changed since 1984. So we've been lobbying our legislators in Lansing, trying to convince them. You know, Governor Snyder's been very supportive. He realizes, really, this state needs to spend about $1.2 to $1.8 billion more per year on our road system. A lot of that has to do with, you know, winter maintenance services and just taking care of our deteriorated roads. The frustrating part is it gets tied up in Lansing, and, you know, it's either Republicans or Democrats that can't agree. So we get, you know, stuck in that.
But here you are in the county, and you've got people expect to see roads cleared and roads salted, and you're looking at a $500,000 extra hit in your budget. Is there a way of finding money within the county to be able to fund some of that?
Well, locally, there is options where we work with the County Board of Commissioners. That's something we're working on, and recently they have approved a millage that will help fund repairing the roads, which is, you know, about 75 miles of roads are going to be repaired next year. Some of it's going to be in the city of Ann Arbor, some in Washtenaw County, some in all the cities surrounding. So they did approve that to fund roads locally. The challenge is we can't use that money for maintenance. So that's where our services are going to be cut back as far as cutting grass next summer, as far as picking up things and doing other routine maintenance activities. So that's the challenge. You know, the money raised locally is for projects, which is great. The challenge is we need the state and legislature to step up to do the routine maintenance. But the good news is we are going to fix about 70 miles of Washtenaw County roads, and the city of Ann Arbor is about 6 miles, and all the other cities, city of Saline, city of Chelsea. So, yeah, we're going to still obviously provide the service, clear the snow, do all that. But then come next summer, there's going to have to be other things that aren't going to get done.
Such as?
Our overlay program, our seal coat program, are taking care of, you know, cutting grass back or cleaning up along the roadways and different things like that. It's just not going to get done, or it's going to get done rather than 2 times a year. It'll be done 1 time a year, because our revenue, like I said, in 2004, we got about $17 million. 2014, we got about $17 million. So we have the same revenue from the state as we did 10 years ago.
So if anybody is doing weather dances hoping that the weather forecasters are wrong, it is guys like you.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, our professionals, you know, watching the weather, monitoring the weather, we're in check with the weather service, you know, on a daily, hourly basis during the winter. And if it's a warm winter, we'd love that. You know, in the winter a couple of years ago when we really didn't even have very little snow, but, you know, we save a fair amount of money. And then you can put that, invest that into road repairs due to things that long-term fixes rather than just doing winter and snow ice removal.
Roy Townsend is managing director of the Washtenaw County Road Commission, and we'll have to be checking in with you sometime about the middle of January to see how things are doing.
I'd be happy to.
Thanks, Roy.